This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to give a quick message to our sisters who look up to these boys. And that is exactly what they are. They're boys, they're not men. They don't know the meaning of manhood. Our sisters who look up to these boys, these road men, for a reason that is known to Allah and known to them. Maybe her father had put her under extreme restriction in her home. So she sees this roadman, this gangster, and he represents a certain thrill and excitement that she never had in her life. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe it's the money. Maybe it's the car. Maybe it's the display of confidence. These are attractive things to a woman. What is interesting is that that same girl, that very same young girl, give her 1 or 2 years, she will be the one who will turn around and say, it's all a con, it's all fake, where was my mind? But it's too late for me now, she said. She said, the money, that was just an image, that was all rented. The car, the Bentley, an image, it was rented for a 3-minute, 40-second video. And he had no lions in a cage. And his confidence? Yeah, right. She goes, his confidence is riddled with paranoia and anxiety. He can't sleep. Taking all sorts of meds. He comes home paranoid, snapping at any creak he hears in the house. She can't have a conversation with him. She says to him, you come home high as a kite every single night. We can't even talk. We can't live. And then he gives her a black eye. And then she says to him, can you go upstairs and see the kids before they sleep? And then he punches her teeth in. And he rips her hair out. And next thing we know, we find our sister on the streets, roaming the roads, trying to find a woman's refuge to find some escape. Whilst I don't justify any of this behavior, I find no excuses for it. But I ask my dear sister, who's my daughter, who's my sister, I say, why do you accept this trade-off? Why you overlook that Muslim gentleman of haya, of shyness? Unfortunately, there's no demand for it in today's market of womanhood. Why accept this trade-off? The trade-off with a man, a righteous man who works, who brings in halal money to feed you and your children, whose mind is yours, whose wealth is yours, whose health is yours, whose religion is shared with yours, whose children are yours. Why you replace that purity, that khair, that goodness, that upright behavior with a boy who sees nothing but his mirror reflection and pursues nothing but his desires? And I give a message to my young brothers who may feel pressured after time to pretend to be something that he's not, because he realizes that as a practicing Muslim, there isn't much demand for your likes. And so he starts to concede and give up some of his principles and starts changing the way he talks and invests in new gear, because in the hope of bringing in a girl. I say to you, akhi, stay patient, habibi, stay patient. Because those very same women, those very same girls, they will be the first to turn around and say to you, just 2-3 years into their lives, they will say to you that the Muslim gentleman of haya, of patience, who brings in halal money, of adab, of akhlaq, of salah, that is the man I want, and that is the one who will always win the race in the end.